How about the town of Lexington? Was it welcoming to you?
Oh yeah, I gotta tell you, it was. When we were here as freshmen, the black ladies who worked in the cockpit and who worked in the co-op, they took good care of us. They looked out for us. On the weekends, we'd get invited to dinner, and you know, we'd always try and take something. But they kind of adopted us and raised us. They really did. Miss Poindexter, who used to work over in the financial aid office, she worked for Dean Schultz, who was the dean of financial aid when I first got here. And I think she may have worked for a few years for Dean Van Pate when he was financial aid director. But Marjorie Poindexter, I mean, she kept us sane. Well, and the university needed to pay her for that. I mean, because she served a counseling service for us. Addie Payne worked over in the information center in the student union building. She kept us sane. Fami Smothers, who was Linwood's mother, he and Walter were here. They were the two guys from town. Fami Smothers worked in the co-op, and I think Miss Fami may have retired last year. Well, she may still be working now. But
what's the last name?
Smothers. S-M-O-T-H-E-R-S.
Fami?
Fami. F-A-M-I-E. She took good care of us. See who else. Yeah, there are a couple of people in town, and her name will come to me in just a minute. But she fed me and shot many a night.
How about going into shops and restaurants? Were you welcome there?
Yeah, I didn't experience any problem with that.
All right, now I want to talk about these Walter Blake and Linwood...
Smothers.
Linwood Smothers.
That was Miss Fami's son.
All right, and she worked in the co-op.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right. And they're both local people.
Yeah, from Lexington.
Do you know the story behind their coming here?
No, I don't. I know when I worked in the admissions office at WNL, WNL has categories of preference. Sons and daughters of alumni, minority students, and residents of Rockbridge County. And I think as residents of Rockbridge County, they got a substantial financial advantage on coming to WNL, and they were both really bright guys. Blake was working out of Texas now. He owns a construction firm. He's actually on the alumni board of directors. I was on a search committee, and they were looking for new members of the board of directors of the Alumni Association, and I suggested Walter Blake.
Is he here this weekend?
No, he's not here this weekend. Mm-hmm. He was here last time I was here, but he's not here this weekend.
Okay.
And so Blake is on the board of directors. Now, Linwood, last I heard, Linwood was working for the Department of Defense, and he was doing a lot of technology work on nuclear submarines. I don't know where he is now.
But his mother's still around?
Yeah, Miss Fami still lives here.
Okay, I'm interested in finding out their story,
mm-hmm.
too. So they were guides to you?
Well, Blake really was. Linwood stayed to himself.
Did they live on campus?
No, okay. They just walked back into town.
Uh-huh.
They went home. Blake spent a lot of time with us. I mean, he really was a mentor to us. Linwood was not.
Mm-hmm.
Linwood didn't spend a lot of time with us.
Well, as you know, the reason I was so thrilled to meet you yesterday is because I know you were a mentor to the next class.
Yeah, that was an obligation we owed. We were supposed to do that.
Tell me about that.
Well, when the class came in behind us, it was smaller than our class. And then I think maybe the second class or the third class got a little bit bigger. And these guys were a little different from us. They had gone to integrated high schools. And so things were changing a little bit. And some of these guys were really bright, but experiencing the problems I experienced. And I tried to do for them what Walter did for me, which was help them see around the corner. And see, my problem was, I mean, if getting through W&L was a series of turns, I could only see straight ahead to the wall. I couldn't see around the corner. And Walter was standing at the corner constantly telling me, you can get here. And once you turn the corner, it's going to be all right. Trust me. I'm telling you what's around the corner. And for these guys, I was trying to do the same thing. I was trying to say, look, I'm telling you, you can get there. Trust me. I'm standing right here on the corner. Once you turn it, you'll be okay. And unless you got somebody telling you what's around that corner, I mean, you lose your motivation. I mean, you think you ought to be somewhere else. And consider this, too. Here we are at W&L. W&L is all male. Our buddies have gone to Howard, or they're going to Morehouse, and they're telling us they're having a great time. They're telling us all the things they're doing in their frats. They're talking about going to football games. They're talking about how great the bands are, all these nice women they meet, and they're just having a ball. And we're living in the goddamn library. So, I mean, you're here as a freshman or as a sophomore, and you got all these pressures here on campus. You got the academic pressures. You don't want to come up here and disappoint your family. You don't want to let the other guys down that you're in class with because everybody's looking to each other for support. You got your buddies at home telling you how great it is. And, you know, some of these guys, no brighter than you are, but they're making hellacious grades. I mean, here you are, you pulling a 2.1 or 2.2. And unless you got somebody that when you're down, they pump you up. And then when they're down, you pump them up. Unless you all support each other, you don't make it. And I felt we owed that to the students coming in behind us. And so I would always come back for alumni functions. I'd talk to the guys over the telephone. And seeing it was really great because when I graduated from undergrad, I was still here for 3 more years. And so, you know, I'd come over, we'd sit in the dining hall and eat, or we'd go out and get a hamburger or something like that, or they'd walk over to a law school. So it was easy to do it while I was still on campus for 3 years.
You mentioned that you worked in admissions?
Yeah, I worked in the admissions office doing recruiting.
Tell me about
student
that.
Recruiting. I would recruit at high schools for the undergrad, and I would recruit a lot in my old high school in Atlanta whenever I was home for a break or something. I'd call the principal and say, can I come in and talk to some of the seniors about going to W&L? Or if it was too late in the year, talk to some of the juniors about going to W&L. And I'd talk to them about my experience here. I'd tell them, say, look, let me tell you something. If you want to go to W&L, and if you do go to W&L, you're not going to get there and I run into you on campus and you cuss me out for not telling you what it was really like. So I'm going to tell you what it's really like. And I tell them, if you want a good education, if you want to be challenged, if you want to graduate knowing that you can do whatever task is placed in front of you, this is where you want to go. If you want a great social life, if you want to have stories to tell your children about what you did in college and where you went and what music group you saw and what girls you dated, don't come up here.
Do you hear what you're saying, though? Because that's what the white kids are telling their kids. I mean, the white students you went with, mm-hmm. went to school with, that is their memory of Washington and Lee.
Yeah.
It's the great party
school. Oh, yeah, it is. We had one guy named Brad Martin. We were in law school. Brad went to undergrad with me and Morrison. We were all in the same class. Brad got married while we were in undergrad. And when he decided he wanted to stay here and go to law school, he and his wife started having problems, and I think she left him for a while. And she moved down to North Carolina, maybe Greenville. And he stayed here in law school. And I remember one night, Schott and I were in the law school. Schott was over at my Carol, and we were talking about some class we were going to have the next morning. Brad came through, I mean, just bemoaning the situation. Schott goes, what's wrong with you, man? And he's going, I mean, he's all heartbroken because his wife has left him and all this kind of good stuff. And Schott says, boy, if I was a white guy, I'd be in heaven. Here you are at W&L with all these goddamn surrounding girls' schools, and you sit up here crying over one woman. You crazy. And he's absolutely right. I mean, if I was a white guy at W&L, this would be heaven. I mean, it would be heaven. It's real different if you're a black guy at W&L. It's damn sure different if you're a black woman at W&L.
Tell me about that.
Which is what I told my daughter before she came up here. I told her it was going to be different. It is very, very different. I mean, if you're a black woman at W&L, where is your pool of available men?
It's not there.
No, it's not there. I mean, and if there is a pool, it is a substantially reduced pool. I mean, think about it. I mean, suppose you ever been down to the Atlanta University Center? Clark, Morehouse, Spelman, Mars Brown, all black. And all those colleges and universities are located on, and they have common campuses. They abut each other. Suppose we take you over there and drop you off as one of 8 white women at Spelman. And suppose over at Morehouse they've got 10 white men, and in Mars Brown they got 8 white men. That's generally your pool. So how great a time do you think you're going to have? So, I mean, that's the way it is. I mean, just the situation's reversed.
So what was it like for you? What did you do for fancy dress?
We invited girls from the surrounding girls' schools. We go down, and see, the thing about it is you may not have a romantic relationship with somebody, but you make friends. So you end up inviting friends. The probabilities of finding somebody you're going to marry probably not substantially high. Although I ended up marrying a woman from Holland. Schott ended up marrying a woman from Holland. Matthew ended up marrying a woman from Mary Baldwin.
So the odds worked in your favor?
Yeah, I was just lucky. I was lucky. But I told my daughter that when she came up here, I said, look, the reason you're going is to get a good education. You get as much as you can, as quick as you can, and you take it with you when you leave.
So when you were doing recruiting for admissions, mm-hmm. were you recruiting students or were you recruiting black students?
I was primarily recruiting black students. I was going to minority high schools, but all black high schools, recruiting black students. When I was recruiting over in the AU Center for the law school, I was recruiting black students for the law school, minority students. And it's difficult to talk minority students into coming to W&L, either undergrad or law school, because the minority students that W&L wanted are the same ones that the Ivy Leagues wanted. And the minority students that the law school wants are the same ones that the Ivy League law schools want. And so you're asking these minority students when they're being confronted by schools that are not any better than W&L, but they've got more name recognition and just the prestige of going to an Ivy League school when you're trying to talk to them about coming to W&L. And then in addition to coming here, you tell them, unlike the Ivy League schools, you're going to be in a substantial minority position. Not just minority position, but a substantial minority position. Unless they are of a frame of mind when they're willing to make a sacrifice, social sacrifice for 4 years or 3 years, they're not going to come. So you may walk into a high school and get one person. We may get two people who are truly interested in W&L. You may get one person to come after you talk to 30, 25. And I can't bemoan it because it is a difficult situation. W&L is steeped in tradition, and the tradition is not going to change. It is a small, upper middle class, upper class, private, white, conservative institution. And that is what it will always be. It will be that. It offers to a minority student some advantages, however, that you won't get if you go to some other school, for one thing. You not only get a good academic education, you get a good social education. I graduated from W&L. I have never been in a social situation where I was uncomfortable. Never. And then many a time, I'd be someplace and I'd say, Melba. My wife said, Melba, you realize we're the only ones of us in here? And she says, I know that. But she got the same education in Hollis. She's not uncomfortable. If anything, the all-white environment in which we're in, they're uncomfortable because they think I'm uncomfortable until I make them understand I'm not, or unless I find myself in a group of people who know me and they realize I'm not uncomfortable. But when you get a good education here, I mean, there's no place you can't drop me that I'm not going to be okay.
I would agree with that from what I've learned in the last 24 hours, than 24 hours. Well, I feel like I've taken enough of your time and I've got pure gold here. Is there anything more you'd like to say?
Well, you know, some people ask me what I think about WNL. I come up in the summer. Mimi wants me to come up and do another series of lectures to the Summer Scholars and the Futures Program. And a lot of the kids will ask me, well, would you send your kids to WNL? And this was before my daughter's old enough. And I said, yes, not only would I send my children to WNL, but I'll tell you something. If given the opportunity to do it again, knowing what I know now, I'd do it in a heartbeat. I'd come right back. Absolutely, no hesitation. So, I mean, that's how much I think of the university. It is a good school, populated with good people in the faculty, good teachers. They really care about the students.
Well, I'm happy to be here.
I know. It's a good experience. I've been lucky more than anything else. A lot of times you make the right decisions, not always for the right reasons. And then only in retrospect you look back on it and you realize how precarious you were and how fortuitous you were to have made the right decision. And you go, whew, I'm glad I was lucky on that one.
I'm glad you were too. Thank you, Bill.
Oh, my pleasure.